Melanie Dirk, and that's Keith Herbison, and that's Tim Lum. Okay, and this is Dr. Rob. Maybe some of you met him before.
How do you do?
Any of you ever met him before? That's great. Greg has met him before. Would you like to have him ask us a question?
Well, how do you want me to do it? Would you like to have me make a little statement first? Well, I understand you want me to talk about how medicine or sick people were practiced early. And Mrs. Stafford asked me to do this. I didn't think I really qualified because I don't consider myself a being a real old-timer here. I have practiced in Hillsboro since 1945. I came here right after the war. But I've lived in Hillsboro for over 50 years. My father was a doctor in Hillsboro, and I was raised here and lived here most of my life. So I do know some of the things early from just observing him and being around that. Now, I think in general, we take care of sick people differently now than we used to because we have more things to do with. We have better drugs. Antibiotics, for example, weren't known in those days. Now you get a tonsillitis and come in and get some penicillin and you're well in a few days. So actually people now go to a doctor more than they used to because the doctor couldn't do much for them anyway, so they just stayed home and took aspirin and got well on their own. And then too, transportation wasn't as good, and when people got sick, the doctor made more house calls in those days because they couldn't get them in a horse and buggy or in cars where it's warm. Now you can put somebody in a warm car and bring them into the hospital or bring them into the office and take care of them there. You asked me about hospitals. Around the Hillsboro area, the common practice was to get some big old house with lots of rooms and call it a hospital. It really wasn't designed as a hospital. It served as one, and Hillsboro had several of them that I can remember. The one called the Jones Hospital, which has now just been torn down. It was a building kind of kitty-corner across from the present hospital on 7th and Baseline. It served as a hospital for many years. Just a big house with two floors, and it crowded two beds in each little bedroom, and they had a little operating room, delivery room, kitchen, and take care of people there. Now they had a problem when they had somebody who was too sick to get upstairs, so the sick people often had to be carried up those narrow stairs. Didn't have an elevator. They tried to plan it so if somebody couldn't walk upstairs, they put them in the downstairs room so they didn't have to carry them up, but once in a while they'd get stuck and didn't have to carry people up and downstairs. The other hospital, the building is still there. It's on the corner of 9th and Washington, and it was called the Smith Hospital. It's a huge building. And then it was turned into a nursing home. I don't know what they got in there now. I think it's just still an old folks, home. But it was unique in that it did have an elevator. It took forever to go one floor, but it did have an elevator. And it was big and had lots of rooms. And the county had a hospital that's now used. It's out on the highway just beyond toward Portland. That building on the right, just before you get to the city limits, it's now used by the Washington County's office extension building, but it originally was a hospital building. And Forest Grove had a similar setup. They had one hospital. And that was subsequently bought by one of the fraternities there and used as a fraternity house, last I heard. Of course, in those days, way depends on how far back you want to go, X-ray wasn't too common. And, I can remember, I used to ride with my father out in the country, and I remember going out in the country and helping him set legs and put them up in traction with no X-ray. He just hoped you got straight, looked at it, if it measured the right length, and looked straight on it. He did a lot of work, you know, as best he could. And even in the hospitals, none of the hospitals in the early days had X-ray equipment. It wasn't until later that when they built the old Jones Hospital that they had an X-ray in. I brought a old medical bag to belong to my dad. I thought you'd like to see it. This is, I never used it, and this is what he used. It's just about like it was when he quit using it, I guess. And you can come up with it. This is an ether mask. This is what they used to put people to sleep with, and they used ether. I put this on just to show you how it worked. But what you do is hold this over somebody's face like that, pour the ether on there, and then inhale it in here and go to sleep. And, this is an old baby scale. Put the baby up somewhere. Someplace in there, you can see how much it weighs and pounds. These are the way suture materials used to be put up. They're in glass. No, see, they're sterilized. The outside you can handle. And there's a little crease here where you can break it. And see, there's a suture material here, and there's a needle in there. You can look at it. This is a little kit. I think this is horse hair. I'm not sure. I know they used to use horse hair for suture material, treat it, you know, if it's gone. And I think that's what this is. And then here's a couple of knives, and they're really kind of sharp. And a pair of forceps and some probes.
Now use if the child gets, cuts their eye up here, don't you now have
like,
almost like a tape or something like that?
They have a tape that works fairly well. If you really want a good scar, we still use suture material, but we don't use horse hair.
Not horse hair anymore. What did they used to use that, I know, inside where you have some that...
That's the cat gut. This is cat gut, really. It's absorbable. The body will absorb it. Disappear. This particular bag had a tray in the bottom for sterilizing instruments. And he had another one, and then he had used to have a bag just full of pills. It just fascinated me when I was a kid, because I couldn't see what he would know to do, and all those pills, look like rows and rows of bottles containing pills. But in those days, you see, if you went out in the country, you had to leave enough pills to last them for a while, so they didn't jump on their VW on introduction and get a prescription. This is to paralyze, yeah. See, it's part of the bag, and you could put water in here. There's some instruments you can't let go, really, the forceps were...
Rusty.
Well, they're kind of old. They're clamping blood vessels or something, you must stop the bleeding. This is a old needle holder, this used to, you put this on the needle, and then you could sew it.
I can use that at home.
Yeah, it's real good for basing turkeys.
Right.
For scissors haven't changed much.
And they would use this when they were someplace and they needed to...
If you wanted to sterilize instruments, this, you put water, this is, and put it on the stove and boil the instruments. The rest of this stuff, it's kind of willows and cotton and dressing. I guess this is a drape material, this sterile drape. It's a waterproof sheet, I never opened it. Now, that's about all I can think of, but I'd be happy to answer any questions.
Okay, we all have questions. Okay, who'd like to start that? Who has a question? Greg?
Jill.
I never saw you so shy.
Don't tell me I've covered everything.
Has Daphne?
I've asked my question. Okay, Jim, you have a question, Daphne? You don't have any questions, Daphne? Well, I'm not just shy. Okay.
Was there a pharmacy when your dad was practicing?
Yes, they had drug stores. As long as I can remember, in Hillsborough they had drug stores. But they were primarily drug stores in those days. They didn't sell school supplies and pantyhose and everything else. They were strictly drug stores. And, of course, that's interesting, too. If most of the drugs now, if you order a medicine, he just takes it out of a bottle and pours it into another bottle. But in the old days, the pharmacist used to actually mix up the medicines. And that even if you had something in a capsule, they would actually fill each capsule individually. And it isn't as hard as you think. What they'd do is they'd mix up the powder, and of course the capsules come apart. Here's the capsule. These capsules do come apart. And they'd have this pile of powder down here, and then they take this capsule and they just do like that until they got it full and put it together. The dosage wasn't very accurate, you know. It varied a little bit depending on how hard they tamped it, but that's the way they'd make capsules. And then when they made pills, they would mix it up into something more solid and then put it in a roll and cut it. Liquids, of course, you put in various drugs and then mix it in some liquid that tasted good, the syrup, the sugar. The old druggists actually were primarily for dispensing medicines. They didn't do much. Now the drugstores that you see are full of jewelry school supplies, and go way in the back someplace, there's a pharmacist there. So they did have drug stores.
What hospital did you work in?
In Hillsborough? Well, the one that was here when I came was what was called the Jones Hospital, which has now been torn down to replace the present hospital. We tore it down last year, so you might remember have seen it over there. It's a big gray shaped building on the corner of 7th.
About how many people were in Hillsborough at that time?
But what time? Because Hillsborough, when I first came here, was, of course, when I was a kid, it was only about 2,000 or 3,000 people, if I remember. It was gradually grown.
You mean when his father came in?
Yeah.
I have no idea. Wasn't very big, really. That is, the city limits themselves. I think the edge of the city limits was, didn't even go out to this overpass here. They made so much fuss about.
What were the hospitals
made
of?
What were they made out of? Now, which ones? The old hospitals, the ones that were just homes, and they were just made out of wood construction, two-story, square, most of them. Buildings actually built for a large home that were taken over and converted into a hospital because they had a lot of rooms. Do you have any now?
Oh, they're talking about is he a nurse, the man that comes and helps people out of bed and stuff?
He's not a nurse. They have now they have various groups in the practice of medicine. There's the doctors, and there's the registered nurses or the trained nurses, and then there are women who are not trained nurses, but they have specialized training in taking care of people called practical nurses, and they go to school, and they have other people who take specialized training. That is, they learn maybe to help in the operating room, or they learn to help in the x-ray room. They learn to take x-ray pictures, or they learn to work in laboratories, or they learn to do a lot of the specialized things in medical practice. The older doctors used to do it all themselves. He used to take the x-rays, and he used to do the laboratory work, and he used to clean up afterwards, and he did everything. He didn't have much help. But now they have people that have specialized training just to do one little thing. That must be what you mean. They do have male nurses, but there aren't very many.
When x-rays first came out, I remember Dr. Percy having some problems with the first X-ray machines. And what problems did you have when they first came out?
They got exposed to too much X-ray, and they got what they call an X-ray burn. Actually, Dr. Percy was working with the fluoroscope too much, and he got his skin burned and lost his skin on his hands from too much X-ray. Much more careful now, wear lead aprons and gloves when necessary. Lead stops the X-ray from going through.
Did that happen when X-rays first started?
Well, no, he really shouldn't have done it. He should have known better. Early, yes. Some of the early men in X-ray got into trouble, but Dr. Percy didn't pay any attention to the time. He paid the penalty. It wasn't that he should have known better.
I was always confused. I always thought that was when it first came out.
No, my dad had an old X-ray machine. He used to have an office above the commercial building, above the economy drugstore. And then he moved to that building just next to the city hall. It's now the Fordham and Fordham tax people. And he had an old X-ray back there. It had exposed wires and all kinds of things. So he took his picture of this. But an X-ray then was they didn't know too much about it.
Anybody have any other questions?
Were you ever real sick?
Was I ever real sick? I've been very fortunate, no, I've never been real sick.
Any of you ever been really sick?
No. Not other than asthma.
Oh, okay. How many of you had your tonsils? Just a couple of you didn't have.
Two eyeballs.
Or five.
Did you get your tonsils off?
Yes, I got my tonsils. And my tonsils taken out in that old building that I told you about.
By any chance, would you know the person that worked in Delta drugstore?
I know. When?
Well, as far back as you can remember.
Yes, I knew most of the single dingers that worked in the Delta, ran the Delta, even before it was moved across the street.
Are you talking about the Inwood?
Oh, my great uncle worked in there.
Who was your great uncle?
Everybody called him Max, but it's, I have it in my back pocket. Or in one of my pockets.
You came prepared.
It's Bauer Socks, his last name is.
Pardon?
Bauer Socks.
No.
He said that he knew your dad.
It might have been before I was. The Delta used to be across the street from where it is.
How many doctors were in Hillsdale when your father came to us?
Oh, well, of course you're talking about. You'd have to almost name the time. In the old days when he came, there was old Dr. Bailey. Bailey is an old Hillsboro name, really. And then there was a Dr. Dinsmore. Been gone for a long time. My father.
Was Dr. Linklater alive then, or was he previous?
I don't know exactly when he was here, because I don't remember. I remember the name, no of him, but I don't remember.
I just have a feeling.
Bailey was gone too. Dr. E.E. Wiley has been here for a long time.
How many doctors
are
in Hillsboro now?
Gosh, I'd have to count quite a few.
What happened when there was a heart attack out in the country?
If they were lucky, they lived. If they weren't, they died. We've learned a lot about taking care of heart attacks, even in just the last few years. In the old days, all you could do was give them morphine and hope they got over.
In other words, just what killed their pain?
That's right.
Did you make any house calls?
I used to make lots of house calls. I delivered a baby in the lightning storm over in the coast once without any lights, by flashlight. I've done all those things one time or other. Now you don't make house calls because it's really, most people can get in a warm car and come to the office or the hospital and do more for them there than you can do
now.
When was the first woman to do a surgery?
Pardon?
When was the first woman to do a surgery?
First woman to do surgery? You mean around here? We only have one woman doctor here, and she just came when she lived. She practices in Forest Grove with Dr. Bunk. She's only been here less than a year. She's the only woman doctor that's around here. Now, I don't know the first woman.
How much your women's limb, huh?
They are doing more and more.
Were you ever operated on?
Just my tonsils.
Tim is determined he's going to get you into some serious situation.
Yeah, I've been very fortunate. I've been very helpful.
Any more questions?
Were you operated on?
No.
I
didn't even get my tonsils off.
He's thinking about operations. I think his mother just had an operation. No more questions? Nothing else you want to know?
I don't know. There's stuff on my paper, but I forgot.
When did you first get penicillin in the hospital?
Yeah.
Well, penicillin was developed by the English, actually, during World War II, and that would be in the early 1940s.
Did you just get moldy bread for penicillin
sometimes? No, penicillin is a mold, but
yeah,
it comes from a mold. Really, the army took most of the penicillin and didn't let the civilians have it until after the war.
They just got done studying mold, and they found out which was penicillin. They're up on their molds. So it really was about 1945, 1946?
It was around then, before. When I first came back here in 45, we were just getting used penicillin then. That is, in service. They did have us in the Army before then. And, before that, they had the sulfur drugs. They had that before the war broke out. And that's all they had.
Have any of you ever had any sulfur experiments with it? No, I mean, I doubt if you've probably ever been prescribed with sulfur.
They don't use it. They use it some yet. Not like that. It's good.
What is it?
You mean that sulfur on the Epson commercial?
No. It's different. No. Ask him what it is.
What sulfur?
Well, the sulfur drugs, there are drugs that are used to treat diseases. Sulfadiazine, and those is what I mean. They're still used for certain things, but not as good as the penicillin drugs and the other drugs. All of these drugs have been developed pretty much since the war. These drugs actually kill bacteria, so if you have an infection due to bacteria, you take the drug that kills it and you get well. Before they had these drugs, you just had to wait until your own body took care of it.
I can remember when penicillin was first given to people and myself. I used to have bad tonsils, and I can remember being given sulfur. And then the first time that here's something new, it's called penicillin. I used to stay in bed for a month at a time, and we had to sleep for a month at a time with bad tonsils until penicillin.
Lucky.
Yeah.
Was there very many diseases and stuff in Hillsborough when it first got started? Or, well, your dad?
Well, I think they had the same diseases then. In fact, they probably had more because some of the diseases, like diphtheria and polio, myelitis, and those have been pretty well wiped out now. Used to be, before these polio vaccines were developed, they'd have 15,000 cases of polio a year. Now they only have maybe less than 100 a year in the whole country. And this is due to the vaccine.
When was polio developed? The polio vaccine?
We had that big drive in 62, I think, SOS drive, and we gave everybody polio vaccine.
That was about the time most of you were born, wasn't it?
Mm-hmm.
62.
Well, you weren't born yet, Joe. Some of them were, even born, but you see, that was when, that was when I was just first married. I was already an adult before being handled.
I think that was 62, that everybody went over to high school and the polio vaccine on sugar kills.
Thousands of people went to the high school.
That is...
Lucky, they vaccinated polio now because they vaccinated people now sugar and they run out.
That's
people
true.
Are always becoming vaccinated.
We couldn't afford sugar kids now. That would be terrible. Right. That was a free, wasn't it free?
That was free, yes.
That was free to everyone in Hillsborough. The people lined up clear out to the street at Mid High and got the sugar cube over.
We did every Sunday, but not every Sunday, no. We did on Sunday. Was it Sunday? I think it was.
I can't remember, but I remember getting.
I was in Portland, helping run the show, and we were sending helicopters all over places, and they run out of vaccine. We dispensed the helicopter with more vaccine.
They did this all over, not just in Hillsborough, all over.
The whole state.
Did you have to go to Portland to get the good drugs and stuff that you needed?
No, they hadn't gone out there. The only thing you had to do early now was, of course, if you had problem, people that had problem diseases, we had to send many of them to Portland to be treated in the Portland hospitals, because our hospitals weren't that good then. So, recently.
How would you get over there?
To Portland?
Yeah.
Well, of course, in my day, we've always had an automobile. We didn't go by horse and buggy.
You mean how would his father say it
today? Yeah.
Oh, he used to drive on a horse and buggy. He had this